If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. I'm your host, Patty Parlays, and nobody else is here with me. If you see Diz, you know Diz, give him some crap for me. I hope everyone had a nice July 4th holiday, a nice safe holiday. Since it's just me, you know, feel free to skip this episode. I understand. I'm sick and tired of hearing my voice as well, but we are going to make this quick. Start off NBA playoff update. First game of the finals is tomorrow, Suns versus the Bucks. I am not sure if Giannis is playing. My guess is he's not. But that is not the important thing for tomorrow. Shout out to Disher for this, but he sent me the boost. DraftKings is giving away free money yet again. They boosted the Suns money line to plus 100. Bucks money line is at plus 190, at least it was when I got it. So if you bet the max $25 on the Suns money line, and you bet $17.24 on the Bucks, if that value is still plus 190, then regardless of the outcome, you make $7.76. For me, that's easy money. You take that, you run with it. You don't care about what happens. You take the money and run. Thank you for the free money, DraftKings, and thank you for the arbitrage opportunity, and hopefully we get a good, clean series in the NBA Finals. Let's move to the ice. We got an NHL playoffs update. The finals are going on. Tampa Bay leads 3-0. Game four is tonight. Unfortunately, my Canadians are dead. I do think the Lightning will win tonight and repeat as champs, and I just think it's over. But it was a heck of a run by the Canadians. Carey Price did all he could. Hopefully he comes back next year, and this team is stronger than ever. So let's review Sled Bet Friday. The Podfather unfortunately lost his bet. Joey Chestnut did win the hot dog eating contest, and I believe he broke his own record and ate 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes. That is just insane. I believe that is like something like 22,000 calories I saw, and he consumed that in 10 minutes. So crazy that he does that, but shout out to him. He's America's hero. He's actually from Indianapolis, which is awesome. But, unfortunately, the Podfather lost when he took anyone other than Joey Chestnut in the hot dog eating contest yesterday. The other sled bet we had was from Disher, and Chase Elliott did win, so shout out Disher for that NASCAR pick. Disher is on a roll right now, so hopefully he keeps sending in some picks, and we keep rolling with him there. So let's review my best bets from Friday. I went 1-2. The Canadians, I bet with my heart. They lost, of course. And then the Reds lost the first five and then won the game. And I will say, you know, of late, the Reds have kind of been flipping the script on their season. So for me, when it came to the Reds, I would always bet first five because their starting pitching has been fantastic, but their bullpen was bad. But their bullpen all of a sudden has been phenomenal, has been producing, and their bats have kind of started out slow, but then kind of as the game progresses, they kind of catch on a little bit. But they're winning games, and they're currently second in the NL Central. So shout out to the Reds. I wish Diz was on here because Diz and Sunshine both are huge Reds fans. But hey, sucks to suck. So let's go ahead and get into the best bets of the night for me. I've got three MLB picks for all of you. The first one is the Phillies and the Cubs first five over 6.5 runs. Now, 6.5 is a lot. I don't like giving 6.5. But it is at plus money. I got it at plus 104 odds. The Phillies have a lefty, Matt Moore, pitching for them. He has a 5.79 ERA with a 5.77 expected, so that's really high. Righty Zach Davies is pitching for the Cubs. He has a 4.32 ERA, but actually a 6.23 expected. The Cubs are actually 12th in the league against left-handed pitchers. Phillies are actually 22nd against right-handed pitchers. Now, Wrigley is a hitter-friendly ballpark, plus, you know I love a good weather report. The wind is actually blowing 12 miles per hour out at game time, so I really like the first five over 6.5 in the Phillies-Cubs game. The next best bet I have for you is the Marlins first five plus a half a run versus the Dodgers. I'm really big into if I can find an underdog that I feel is in a great spot to take him plus a half, and this is one of those situations. Dodgers are pitching righty Walker Buehler. Walker Buehler has been great. He has a 2.35 ERA, but a 3.54 expected, so a little bit higher. And then Marlins are pitching lefty Trevor Rogers. He has a 2.14 ERA with a 2.99 expected. So advantage Marlins on the pitching side of things. And then the Dodgers are actually 27th in the league against lefties. That's third or fourth worst in the league. And the Marlins are actually 14th in the league against righties, so right in the middle of the ballpark. So they have the advantage in the pitching matchup. They have an advantage in the hitting matchup. So I like the Marlins first five plus a half against the Dodgers. And then the final game that I like the White Sox first five money line versus the Minnesota Twins. Both teams are pitching righties. The Twins are 12th against righties. White Sox are 6th, so advantage White Sox. And then Dylan Cease for the White Sox has a 3.75 ERA with a 3.7 expected. And then Ober for the Twins has a 5.84 ERA with a 4.25 expected. So again, White Sox are advantage in the hitting, advantage in the pitching. So I like White Sox first five money line there. All right, let's wrap this thing up. Let's go into the Hail Mary parlay of the day. Today's Hail Mary parlay of the day is $1 to win $733.63. They're all in the MLB. None of these have happened yet, so we can all jump on this and bet together and win together. So in the MLB, I got St. Louis and San Francisco first five over 4.5. I've got Phillies, Cubs first five over 6.5. Marlins first five plus a half a run versus the Dodgers. White Sox first five money line versus the Twins. Braves minus 1.5 full game versus the Pirates. Rays minus 1.5 full game versus the Indians. Mets and Brewers first five under 3.5 runs. We got Tigers and Rangers full game under 9 runs. Then we got Royals first five minus a half a run versus the Reds. And Angels first five plus a half a run versus the Red Sox. And that's all we got for you. You know, short episode, holiday. So hopefully you have some good time off. And some people probably didn't even have today off. But thank you all for listening. And we will see you on Wednesday.